We're in Triple Crown season with the Preakness next Saturday. Some of the finest equine healthcare in the world is centered here in Kentucky, and advances in veterinary medicine give those who can afford it an edge on the track. Kentucky Public Radio's Leslie Gutman reports.
From the ceiling of a surgery suite, an 800-pound thoroughbred, slumbering under anesthesia, dangles upside down from a crane. Techs and nurses carefully lower the colt to a double-wide gurney. Then he's hooked up to a ventilator delivering oxygen and anesthesia. Dr. Katie Garrett of Reed-and-Riddle Equine Hospital in Lexington, Kentucky, does an ultrasound, showing intern Sarah Peters where to inject an expensive stem cell treatment into the colt's pasterns.
See how we're going right to that gap in the bone? See that? So we're right in the fracture line? Okay, Sarah, we're good for the first one.
Thoroughbred racing is a multi-billion dollar industry, and equine veterinary care has become extremely sophisticated. Two of the world's top horse hospitals are in Lexington. Dr. Katie Garrett says medical advances are opening up new terrain for equine vets.
It's very rewarding to try something new and actually have it work, or think about something that you can diagnose now that you couldn't diagnose 10 years ago, or saving an animal's life that you are pretty sure you couldn't have saved 10 or 15 years ago. I mean, it's very exciting.
Veterinary care and racing today is competitive. Thoroughbred owners expect a lot and get it. Things like MRI results and blood work are often delivered within 24 hours, unlike the days and weeks that a human patient may wait. A chestnut mare is greeted by two stallions at Lane's End Farm near Lexington. Lane's End spent $2 million last year on vet care. Farm manager Mike Klein.
We have a repro guy that comes every morning and helps us figure out when we're going to breed mares and what days we're going to breed them on. And then we have a medicine person that takes care of sick foals and sick yearlings. And then we have an orthopedic vet that takes care of orthopedic issues.
These are very effective. They're also very expensive.
Sarah Wells has a handful of mares and one filly in training to race. Wells spends $10,000 to $12,000 of a roughly $60,000 yearly income on routine vet care.
And if you have a major surgery, like had a colic surgery a couple of 3 years ago, that's another $5,000.
Small-timers like Wells cannot afford horses of the quality that the million-dollar farms are buying, but they all dream of winning a big race with a dark horse, and more than one has done it. Top vet care can help make that happen, says Wells.
You sacrifice a lot. You don't do a lot of steak dinners, and you don't drive fancy cars.
On U.S. tracks each year, hundreds of horses die from race-related injuries. But for owners with the money and the will, options exist for saving some of them.
He's walking great.
Back at Reed-and-Riddle, hospital tech Sherry Miller walks a coffee-colored gelding toward a waiting van. His name is Arson Squad.
40 years ago, he wouldn't have had a shot. Would have been euthanized at the site.
Arson Squad broke down during training. He won't race again, but he won't have to be euthanized. That's thanks to an advanced procedure invented by Reed-and-Riddle surgeon Dr. Larry Bramlage. Arson Squad's bill is $15,000. In the parking lot, tech Sherry Miller is ready to load the horse into the van.
You be a good boy and do well. I'll come see you.
Arson Squad's on his way to a new life at an equine retirement home nearby called Old Friends.
Thank you very much.
For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Leslie Gutman.